Adam is back now with the Business Bulletin.
Thanks, Cian. The tourism industry is at a tipping point with double-digit declines in the number of tourists and an over-reliance on the US market. That's according to the Irish Tourism Industry Confederation, and in its pre-budget submission, it's called for a number of steps to address that, including an increase in government funding, a lifting of the Dublin Airport passenger cap, and a cutting of the hospitality VAT rate to 9%. Owen O'Mara Walsh is Chief Executive of the ITIC. He joins us on the line now. Owen, we'll get to the potential remedies in a moment, but how much of this is self-inflicted? Because for years now, many in the industry have honed in and become reliant on the US, perhaps at the expense of other markets, because they were such valuable visitors.
Yeah, good morning, Adam. 2025 has been a challenging year. You're right to say that the North American market has been strong, the US market in particular, and that's a particularly valuable market because they tour the regions, they spend quite a long time in Ireland, and they spend quite freely. But other markets, unfortunately, are soft. So GB, continental Europe, and even the domestic market are soft. So it's a challenging year for the sector.
One of the problems, I suppose, from the point of view of US visitors now is that the dollar exchange rate has shifted. We're not as good value to the US as we were before. And isn't really part of the problem here that Ireland has become so expensive that it's priced itself out of most other markets as well?
Yeah, well, Ireland is certainly a Northern European country in terms of price and cost. In fact, Eurostat came out with figures just last month, which showed that Ireland was the second most expensive country in the EU. So that obviously finds its way through to restaurant bills, pub bills, hotel bills. We're not going to be the cheapest destination. We can never compete with the Mediterranean countries. What's key is that we maintain our value proposition. And thankfully, the surveys to date, Fortune Ireland do some good work on this. The surveys with international visitors as they leave the country are that Ireland still maintains its value for money proposition, but it's certainly under pressure. And it's vital that we as an industry maintain the quality of our product.
So if we're trying to reduce our dependence on the US, there are other markets that might be obvious, like the UK, like Germany, obviously have their own challenge at the moment. Where should Ireland be looking to attract new visitors?
Well, yeah, I think, you know, there's nearly an overdependence on the North American market at the moment, which obviously is a concern. It's not a great place for any sector to be in. But we do need to defend that market, and we do need to deepen those transatlantic links. So we're not turning our back by any means. We're just de-risking. I think we need to fish from continental Europe, I think, and GB, our nearest neighbours. There's, you know, for example, Germany, you know, has 80 million outbound trips a year on holidays. Ireland only gets a tiny fraction of those. So there's rich sort of material to gain from those markets, and we need a concentrated attention on it.
In your pre-budget submission, you call for the VAT rate to be cut to 9%. But given the fact that that uncertainty from the US is creating question marks around the entire economy, how realistic is that now?
Well, it was in the programme for government. I think that's critical to remember. And if you talk to tourism businesses up and down the country, tourism and hospitality businesses, costs of business are the big recurring feedback. So whether that's utilities or energy or, you know, labour or insurance, you know, costs of business are really squeezing margins. And the VAT rate at 13.5% is one of the higher VAT rates for tourism services across the whole of the EU. We think that the government need to commit on their programme for government promise and restore the 9% for food services. And indeed, it should be extended to attractions and adventure operators too.
The Department of Finance says it would cost nearly $870 million a year. It is quite untargeted as well. Many firms that are doing quite well don't necessarily need this VAT cut. Would it not be better to find a way to target the money at the firms that are struggling?
Well, I think the simplest, easiest way to support a sector is to reduce the VAT rate. I have no problem if revenue want to, take the McDonald's chains out of the equation and just focus on homegrown tourism and hospitality businesses. But I think the thing to remember is that margins in the sector are really, really squeezed. We're a labour-intensive business. We operate on very thin margins. And when demand is so mixed and when the outlook is so uncertain, we need as much help as possible. And one of the easiest, most significant, most direct ways of supporting the sector is to reduce the VAT rate.
Owen O'Mara Walsh, Chief Executive of the Irish Tourism Industry Confederation. Thank you for that. More business news in the next era. That's all for now.